You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, and this is Know the Culture with Prince Rara. This week will be a special one, as it's my fifth episode here on CJLO. I said just last week that I'm going to have a little celebration. I've had an incredible experience thus far at CJLO. Know the Culture keeps on evolving. And in that, I have someone here today in the building. He is a high energy, a hugely entertaining creative who boasts an organic and authentic sound. He stormed festivals in Montreal like Jamaica Day and Reggae Sumfest in Montego Bay. He also performs side by side with Vibes Cartel. But today, he comes with a new sound, a new bounce. He's dropping heat this fall on November 21st with an anticipated Whole Lotta Love visual with Justine Jeremani and his upcoming album, not an EP or an LP. My guy has a whole album. This album, he worked with Montreal greats Jay Diligent and Parafina, who worked with the likes of Ludacris and Young Jeezy. The album is called Roadside, dropping on all platforms November 23rd. He's right here, right now. It's my guy, Tugras.
Blessings, brother. Well, go on, man. It's all good, man. You know, it's a pleasure to be here also. You know, I mean, it's all about, as the name suggested, Know the Culture. You know, I mean, get to know Tugras, you know, and wear the culture, you know. It's a blessing. Right.
Right. It's so exciting to have you here and have your, you know, your genre and your energy here on Know the Culture, because I actually haven't had dancehall vibes yet on Know the Culture. Only a selection session that I launched just the other day. You know, it was the first time I've delved in it on Know the Culture.
Yeah, for sure, you know, because, you know, it's about that time, you know. As you know, we're in a pandemic and all, you know what's happening. The world is crazy. But before that, still, you know what I mean? Dancehall, you know, it's something which is, and reggae music, I should say, is something that, you know, is world accepted, you know, and I'm just here, you know, like, just to actually add a little bit to that, you know what I mean? Bring the flag, you know what I mean? I know I'm in Montreal, and I mean, I just have to rep, you know, it's a French province also, so I just have to just bring that flag to, you know, with the Jamaican flag, you know, as far as I could bring it, you know what I mean? With my music, to Tugras, the product, you know? Exactly. Big up Honor Roll Records too. Big up Honor Roll Records too, you know, my interest in that, you know.
100. And we're going to definitely get into that and how you, delve into being here in Montreal and, you know, having that, like a Jamaican background and how that all, you know, seems together, because I'm sure it's going to be very interesting. I just want to say a big congrats to you on the album Roadside, coming out on all platforms November 23rd. Before we get into the drop, I just want to get to know a little bit more about you, Tugras, the guy from Montego Bay. How did you end up in Montreal, and what is the biggest motives that drove you out here and into music?
So for that question, still, you know, I just have to correct a few things. So it's Montego Bay, you know, which is, yeah, but officially it's Negril. Okay. But, you know, I was born and raised in Negril, you know, the earlier part of my life, you know, okay. Until I moved to Montego Bay due to studies, you know. Went to college, you know, I get an opportunity where, you know, went to college to get my degree. Okay. I got a degree in hospitality and tourism management. So that's why I actually moved to Montego Bay, to the late point of my life.
Okay.
Where the music start to, you know, start to grow and evolve. But I've been doing music since, you know, from my eyes were at my knees.
Okay.
From a very tender age, you know.
Okay.
Until I get older, moved to Montego Bay, and that's where it took off, you know.
Okay.
And you know, from there on, you know, life take me to Montreal. You know, it's not just music that brought me, you know, it's life itself. It's, life is a journey, you know. Family, you know, and you know, right here, I just have to continue the journey, you know, keep doing what, you know, I was ordained to do.
Right. And how do you integrate in Montreal, being that it's a French city, you know, down there you guys are speaking patois, and you know, it's dance hall, and how does that work in with like the French Canadian culture? How do you move in with all of
that? Well, to be honest, like, yeah, it's a French province. For me, like, I like life challenges, you know. You know what I mean? Like, I like to learn, you know, because if you're just living and you're not learning something new every day, you know, what's the point? So for me, being in a French province, yeah, it's a hard language. I can't lie about it, you know. Mm-hmm. I went even an extra mile where I went studies, and I went to Dawson. Like, I studied up to level 2, you know what I mean? Just level 3, actually, level 3, you know, just to, you know, get the root of it, you know, the understanding. And from a day-to-day basis, you know, just dealing with people, you know, I learned here and there. So even now at this point, like, my French, I wouldn't say like I could speak, but I understand, you know, like, if you're talking, you know, I'm a good listener. I start to pick up on words like so fast, you know.
Nice.
I try to grow with that, you know.
Yeah.
Transition. And as I said, life for me, you know, I'm like water, you know. You have to know how to adjust yourself in life. Wherever you go, you just have to know to shape yourself to the environment, you know. I mean, adjust yourself and you'll be good. You know, I mean, life is easy, you know. A lot of people just say it's hard, but it's easy, you know. You create your own world, and I'm that type of person, really, you know.
Definitely later I want to get into knowing how do you adjust now in the music industry, you know, with okay. how things are going on. And I will get to that, but before I do, I wanted to speak about the album Roadside. Tell me, how did you get into making Roadside, and why did you feel now is the divine moment in 2020 to release that?
So for Roadside now, this album, it's basically like, you know, my environment, you know, and you know, it's what's happening around me, you know, as the word suggests, roadside. Roadside could be like a lit pavement, you know, where everything is nice and jolly, and the road is smooth, it's a jolly ride. And another time it's ups and down. Mm. You know what I mean? Sometimes you reach a crossroad, you don't even know where to go. You know what I mean? So when you listen Roadside, you know what I mean, I take you everywhere on that album. Like, you know, you're happy and then I take you to sunshine, then it's rain, and then it's cold, and then it's rough. Mm-hmm. You know, so you get a feel of everything, and which is life. It's not just my life, but it's like, you know, what I see happen around me, my friend life, you know, my neighbor life, you know, the guy that I pass in the street and I see that, you know, it's cold outside, you know, he's asking you for a dollar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I sing for everybody. I try to reach out for people. Well, why 2020 is the year to drop this album?
Yeah.
You know, like, I've been working for a while. I've always been doing music, you know. You know, at this time, you know, people want to listen to music, man, you know. People want to have something to, you know, everybody's like stuck on the internet. You know what I mean? Everybody's like at home, like, you know, it's the time when the listeners are here. Yeah. Because, you know, just the vibe and my energy, I'm just going with the flow, man. I'm just, you know, I'm just doing what I'm called for. As I said, I think I'm ordained to do this. So
yeah.
It's the time for people just to get the material, you know. People need to get familiar with Tuckrass, you know.
Yes, exactly. That is really key. And I said this before in another interview that 2020, it, like, a lot of us are all at home doing things, like, you're going to the gym or you're in the car or whatever, you're like the gym at home, or you're working from home, so you have more time to listen to more music, you know. It just goes with the territory, and I think, like, now is a perfect time. It's a perfect time, you know, to do it.
It's a change in the world, too, you know. It's a big change in the world, you know. Because now, you know, as a Jamaican, I can part with the saying that we would say in part where Jamaican, we'd say, yo, the sun starts to shine where it never shined before, you know.
Yes.
So, like, for me now, you know, releasing, you know, probably that's the time when Tuckrass is really going to get that shine. I've always been shining because, you know, we're born stars, you know, such as yourself, you know, the culture, you know. But, yeah. So with that said, you know, I just think that because right now, if you check the logics right now, or the statistics, you know, you look across the world right now, like, even some artists, yeah, you see some artists popping out of some, you know, different parts of the world, they're blowing up, you know, like, you know, for me, it's not just about blowing up, but, you know, we do this, you know, we're putting in that work, you know, and we deserve that. But as I said, just to go back to the point is that, you know, the sun is shining, you know, where it has never been shined before, you know. And I think that's what's happening right now. You know, it's just a time for people just to capture that energy, you know about, you know, the type of music, the artists that they have in Montreal. You know what I mean? Because there's so much talent in Montreal, I'm telling you. You know what I mean?
So many.
For one, Montreal is very artistic. There's a lot of artists, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, like, but still, they're not getting that exposure. You know, and I just think now is the time. It's not just the light is gonna shine on Tuckrass, you know. I think the shine are gonna shine on, you know, all likes of Montreal. You know what I mean? Because there's mad talents over here, you know? And I support each talent, you know? I'm not like a one-man thing, you know? Uh-huh. Like, I support, you know? I support each talent, you know? Support art. Art itself. Yeah, big up Montreal. Big up Montreal, you know?
100. Totally believe it. And that's what I like about your sound, too, because it's got that reggae and, like, dancehall elements, but you've also got, like a trap element as well. Like, I love that infusion, and I think that's, you know, how you can really grasp a whole bunch of different types of people from different audiences, and I think that's really good and what's really unique to you. And that actually goes into my next question. You chose to work alongside Jay Diligent, who is an awesome producer, and he's got a wicked beat catalog, and also Parafina, who's worked with Ludacris and Joel Oritz. Why did you choose them to work on the album Roadside, and why do you believe that they would be the ones that will help push this album forward?
So Jay Diligent, I mean Jay Diligent, you know, in English is Jay Diligent. You know, I like my Francais accent, you know, Jay Diligent. So for Jay Diligent now, like, he's like a brother, you know? Because me, like, when I do music, it's not just about, like, the music. Mm-hmm. Me, like, you know, I'm a chill guy, you know, I think so. Douglas is chill, you know? Uh-huh. I'm saying, I like to be in a relation, you know, with people. Like, even if I'm doing a collab with you as an artist, you know what I mean? I like to vibe with you, chill. Let's have a conversation and talk, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not just about, like, building. Because for me, music is not just singing, you know? It's more like a spiritual thing for me, because it starts from there, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I get deep, you know? Like, you know, I do this, like, eat, sleep, and drink. So it's a part of me, you know? It's, like, from within. So when I do music with people, I like to connect energies. You know, because energies don't lie, you know. I like to burn energy, you know, good energy. We've been working since I came to Montreal. I've been here like, 4 years in Montreal. Been working here, introduced to him by a friend, you know, Deja Fresh, which is a Montreal artist, you know, he's a brother, you know, CM Camp, you know, we all hang together, Ankin. So for him, like, you know, he introduced me to Jay Diligent, you know. We start working through Jay Diligent now, because we're working in the same building as studios, you know, because the building that we're working in is multiple studios there. I got introduced to Parafino, and then on Parafino, we start working, you know, start doing mad music, which is, crazy. It's just like bangers. We got so much music coming up, man. It's just like the connection, it was natural to it. It's like an organic connection with both producers. You know, and we just keep building from there, and we just working magic. You know, Parafina was the first song that I actually released, which is Glory, you know, that was produced by Parafina. And that's actually one of my favorite tracks actually produced, performing right now, you know, on my gigs. You know, and it's produced by Parafina, which is one of my first released. You know what I mean? Big up Parafina. Big up yourself, Parafina, anywhere you at right now, you know? You know what I mean? But for both producers, it's an organic vibe, you know what I mean? And, you know, the world should just, you know, continue just, you know, look out, you know, check out. There's other artists that they're working on and need the banner too. Because we have a movement of artists, you know, like working with, you know, I like to big up my brothers, you know, and, you know.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, it's just crazy work, man. People just have to look out for the music, you know, Parafina Productions, look out for Jay Diligent, CMO, Chew Hunger Music, Annual Records. You know, I mean, that's how we're coming, you know, we're coming.
Yeah, no, totally. I love what you said about the authenticity and being able to connect with the people that you work with. And I think that is absolutely key. And you will obviously make some bangers. And if there is some music that you that you're working with each other, and then maybe there's something's not working, you can kind of both gauge and be like, this is not working right, or oh, this is wicked, like this is gonna be huge, or something like that. And I think that is perfect, especially when you both take on the roles with the same drive, and you can both, you know, you're on the same like level of understanding, you can work with each other, and it just rolls on, and you know, and I think that is good. You're not like picking up someone else's slack, you know, when it comes to like a creativity, because there's no time for that in creativity. You gotta say your piece, and this is how what we could do, or show them this is how we can do it, and then the other person could be like, yes, this I can I can branch off that, or I can build on that, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, and I think that's what helps any sort of you know, artistic form or work, or you know what I mean?
Sure, you know, for real, you know. But on the other side to that, you know, because there's always another side to things, you know. You know, it's not everything is glitter, you know, it's gold. We like to say that, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, but even though we're golden, you know, we're all golden people. But at the same time, like, you know, for the music, you know, it, working with producers, you know, like, you know, we have rough nights, you know, I mean, a session, you know, we have rough nights, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we always know that, you know, it's always over the product. At the end of the day, you know, we are fighting over the same mission and just to get the best out of each other, you know what I mean? And that's like roadside, you know, it's ups and downs, you know what I mean? Life is not a clear and goal, but at the end of the day, what's the end product? You know what I mean? We're sharing like a plate of food, you know? Like we're preparing a meal, I should say.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Want to make sure that, you know, when we're giving you the music, you know, because Roadside should have been dropped a long time, and you're asking me, go back to your question again, you're asking why it took so long for 2020. You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? Sometimes you have to take your time and make sure that the season is right.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The season is right. So every time in the season, right, everything is cooked properly, and you know?
Yes.
You're going to want to come again. You know, you're going to want to come again, and you need more and more and more and more. And we just got feeding, and make you happy. For real. Know the culture.
Look, I have to ask you. You chosen to work with Justine Jeremiani on the song Whole Lot of Love. Now, how did that collaboration come about? What was how, and also how is it pairing with a female artist collaboration and a male artist collaboration? What are the differences?
For me, Togra's still real thing. Like Togra's, I'm a people person, you know, like natural. Like I'm a sunshine in a room, you know. Like real thing, and it's like natural. I don't try to be. I just be myself because it's so hard. It's so hard to pretend for me, you know. I get tired if I pretend, so I just try to be natural, you know. Mm. However, when I meet people, I connect with people. I met Justin through Honor Roll Records, because you know Honor Roll Records. I'm backed by Honor Roll Records, you know what I mean? Which is the winning gang, the winning team, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know, taking over, you know. Mm-hmm. So I met her through Honor Roll Records, and yeah, good vibe, good energy. You know, like, you know, first time met, the vibe is just right. And yeah, so I have this track with a whole lot of, I'm working with Paraf, you know, but you know, there was just something missing. Like, you know, I'm like, yo, you know, like I need a female voice, you know, but I know her talent, you know, because, you know, she's with a label too, you know, so at the time, so like she's with a label. So I know her talent. So I'm like, yo, her voice, you know, I like what she does, you know, her art and how she do it. She comes off natural because you have a lot of artists, you know, I'm not beating any artists, you know, I'm not beating anybody bad, you know. It's a Jamaican term, like I'm not bashing any artists, but yeah. You know, you have some talents that, you know, yeah, they're talented, but some talents, you know, it's just natural, you know, it's like organic, you know, and she have that thing about her, you know, which she's organic, you know?
Yeah.
But I said, yo, you know, this is a perfect person for it. I feel the vibe, you know, I invited her, she hear the track, you know, I invited her to the session, she hear the track, she connected right away, you know, like my one job, she's like ready, like boom, and she got it, you know? One take, you have it done. And that's it, you know, let it fly.
I saw that your live performance you guys had on the OAR TV studios there. You guys did a live stream, and the energy seemed that you guys, you know, had, you guys can work closely together. You could see how you guys, you know, formed that relationship to make what you guys made. That goes on to me asking, what can we expect to see for the new visual drop on November 21st?
Yes, so November 21st, yeah, that's gonna be the official video, you know. You know, it's just a banger life. We're living a banger life, you know. The music is a hot business for us. Big up Honor Roll Records again. Big up Noaj Films, you know. Noaj, big up yourself, my brother. You know, that's the guy that actually did, you know, the video, you know, that shot the video and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Like for him, like the visuals are crazy, man. You know, it's very colorful, you know. We try to make it a colorful,
good,
colorful song, you know.
Good
night, like a happy vibe, you know. As you can see it, the performance, you know, it's just mad energy, mad vibes, you know. And a whole lot of loving for you. You know, so that says a lot, you know what I mean? That says a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just a colorful vibe, and, you know, I mean, have you know, like, it's just work.
Now, it comes to the part in the interview where I have to ask you, that you give me the challenge. And the challenge is that I have to play your five favorite songs. What are the five songs that you would like me to play?
Okay, I gotta go back to my roots, you know. If you're gonna ask me those questions, I gotta go to the roots, you know. To the roots, Bakaya, Jamaica. So, you know, songs that lift me, like, you know, because I like when I wake up in the morning, I like to start off my morning with a positive energy, you know. Mm-hmm. So, a Bojo Banta. And my Bojo Banta would be like Untold Stories, Gargamel, big up yourself. Yeah, Bob Marley, Three Little Birds, too. I have like your Idonia, you know, I would choose the Richie Spice, World is a Cycle. That's one of my favorite songs. Movado.
Yes.
Movado, I'm a general, still big up yourself, Vado, you know. But Life. I like that 2020 track, Life, Movado Life. It's a 2020 song still. But my favorite Movado would be Even If Me Left the Gully. You know, but today it's Life right now. I love Life.
And I can feel that. I can feel your energy, and I can feel your authenticity. And I was so excited actually to have you come here to Know the Culture. For real. It was really exciting when I, teamed up with Honor Roll Records. Who, big shout out to them. They are freaking amazing. They are wicked guys. They are very chill. They seem like they're on the ball, and I just like their energy, and they enthusiasts and entrepreneurs, and I appreciate that from them. When I came across your music, I was just like, okay, this is awesome, because this is, you know, what Montreal needs, you know what I mean? Like, and I think it's a good segue for Montreal to get the whole get into, like, you know, dancehall, and get into reggae and all that kind of stuff, but, you know, on a different angle. And, you know, and I like your energy. I could feel, before I started speaking to you, I could feel your energy was good, I like that. I like that so much. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today, and please tell us when and where can we hear the album Roadside, and the dates of the visuals, and how can everybody follow you?
Yeah, man, I just want to say, yo, thank you so much, brother, for having me here, you know, and this interview, it's a pleasure. And to have my voice, you know what I mean, being, you know, heard, you know, across, you know, the globe, you know, Montreal and the globe, because I know, you know, we're aired, you know, all over, you know what I mean, it's a pleasure. November the 23rd will be the album Roadside, you know what I mean, check it out, it will be on all platforms, you know what I mean, Spotify, what is it called, iTunes, and YouTube, you know, it's 2020, you all know where you could find it, you know? Everybody's on the internet, you know what I mean, so everybody's on the net, so, you know what I mean, just check out Tugras Music. It is, my name is spelled actually Tuggras, so that's Tuggras, Tugras, that official, that's on Instagram, so Tugras, that official Instagram, you know what I mean, and, check out Anarol, you know, check out Anarol Records also, make sure you follow the link, you know, it's a family thing, you know, and so check it out, you know, Roadside, November the 23rd, you know what I mean, make sure you check out the album, you know what I mean, it's all about good vibes, good energy, love from a distance, love connections, feel the vibrations. Tugras representing. Blessings. Know the Culture.
Hey, thank you so much, my brother Tugras, for coming through once again. You can catch him on Tugras.official on IG and Facebook at Tugras, Tuggras. His visual for A Whole Lot of Love comes out November 21st, and his album Roadside drops on all platforms November 23rd. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal on terrestrial radio and online, voted top 5 best radio station here in Montreal. This is Prince Rara, and you're here with me on CJLO's Know the Culture.
It's murder. Give me the wind where you want you to hold me. In pocket up where you can't control me. Buckle in a box, steam fish, and then no one need when they think clap, make a brand like a taxi. Give me the wind where you want you to hold me. In pocket up where you can't control me. Buckle in a box, steam fish, and then no one need when they think clap. Suckle down for me, suck it down just a little. Why you like a crocodile up in a jamiggle? Take a rest, I give your heart things no tickle. Coca-Cola shape with the bam, bam, bam. Say she want to do it for the gram, gram, gram. Anytime she pull up with the dan, dan, dan. It's murder.
I got a whole lot of loving for you. I got a whole lot, loving for you.
Coca-Cola shape with 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 Coca-Cola shape with
Marry customer brand like Vector or Frima. High like your Melos cloud full of rhino. Head full of knowledge, streets and college. Get dance with the great, hey, hey. Great. Customer brand like Vector or Frima. High like your Melos cloud full of rhino. Head full of knowledge, streets and college. Get dance with the great, hey, hey. What them know about me and you, yo, yo. When me drive down a west and pick you up. What them know about you? When me put up on the board and cut you up. And you give me blood shot. What them shot? What them you marry?
God is good.
Smoke you a puffy with no apology. What I know about you, when me put up on my lips, me never put nobody. Mama do that to you, yo. Customer brand like Vector or Frima. High like you, me lost cloud full of rhino. Head full of knowledge, streets and college. Get dance with the grind, hey, hey, it's great. Customer brand like Vector or Frima. High like you, me lost cloud full of rhino. Head full of knowledge, streets and college. Get dance with the grind, hey, hey, it's great.
Every man from the corner, big or rest, like a job on a Babylon, I give me jam. To me sell the marijuana, use it and buy the Prada. We lock the place, with the Luger and the Lama. We take she bother from the border, but 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 she bother from the border.
This is Nautical Prince Rara.
Killer, killer.
When? Them say me never did ever make it. Them say me never did ever bust. Me did ever stay in the ghetto.
Big bad numbers, motion picture gang, yeah. Paparazzi, watch me do my thing. Buckles and buckles, all out, like we win the lotto. Pop buckles and buckles, all out, me get in the channel. Heavy rotation, this, no. Me pull up the radio station, this, no. Weird man get deportation, this, light to the customer station. Tell me
I me flip like dolphin. Mama flip that money quick like sugar dumpling. From nothing to something. Yeah, I know. T to the U to the double G Ross. Sick to the max. Straight from the lane to the main. Out of the box. Yeah.
What's up, Montreal?
Mind your fucking business.
Is that you, Prince?
Mama, don't worry. Daddy, don't worry too. Mommy, if you stop for name brand, not trip, and my son just born, dog. Mommy, if you drive in a hearse from the mark, they must be fucking mad. You made it all a dog, yo, mama, don't worry, me still day out, yeah. You want me off to do it because me know the street rugged, hot without love, yeah, yeah. Big fat Taurus, reaction, judge, my come revival. Watch me head back like Jehovah does, yeah, yeah. Mama, don't worry about me, no, no. If it have to go down, it have to go down. Me, I go all of my ground. And my I'm more time.